Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Most of us work for a living, no surprise. In almost anything we do for work, as craft or art, fitness, you name it, results we value take skill, experience, training, and thought to be successful. But I'll bet you all, like me, also know a lot of the work we do is tedious. Tedious is that part of work or activity that requires repetitious actions to complete a project. I've been a woodworker most of my life. I find it relaxing and satisfying to design and build a table or other home project. I also know that a lot of building small projects requires many tedious actions to complete. Hand sanding is a great example of a tedious action that ends with a desired finish. Last summer, I treated myself to a two-week course on traditional small boat building. I had a great experience with 11 other people interested in the same thing. But it doesn't take long to realize that a boat building, like furniture making or general carpentry work, require many stages of a process, and some are just plain tedious. I was talking to a neighbor who is a very talented artist. I mentioned that a lot of the activity involved in my small construction project requires a great deal of tedious activity. He said, "Tell me about it." His art, which is creative and beautiful, requires a huge amount of tedious work to complete. I think there is value in tedious activity. Even though it is mostly unavoidable, it is often the willingness to accept the tedium that is necessary to complete a project that sets it apart from others. I've known many people in my life that are simply unable to get their head into tedious or repetitious actions and get bored. I've heard some call tedious activity mind-numbing and unpleasant, but accepting this level of detail often leads to a more successful outcome. I make this point to suggest that tedium is not just a part of physical activities. A scientist will do endless observations and multiple repeats of the same test just to verify a theory or prove a conclusion. Just look at how long it takes to get a new life-saving medicine on the market for general use. It is even the same for politicians. You know the saying, the devil is in the details? Like the artist, picking the subject is one thing, painting the picture is the hard part. This week, your president met with the dictator of North Korea. Before the meeting, he was asked about his prep. He said he really didn't need to do any because it was mostly about attitude. Since the meeting, we have heard of how great the meeting was and what a great fellow this is. Really? This is the guy who imprisons thousands of his own people? He killed relatives to assume his position? He had his half-brother killed in a foreign airport? He has lied to the U.S. for the last 40 years, and he killed more than 40 of our sailors just a few years ago. Trump has now aligned himself, us, more with North Korea, Russia, and China than France, Germany, and Canada. This reckless man is destroying our republic, and the Republican Congress does nothing. The damage is on their hands. They are unwilling or incapable of doing the tedious work to govern this great country. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.